This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Officials at the White House are awaiting the results of a two-year investigation by Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald into the leaking of the identity of an undercover CIA officer. The grand jury's term expires on Friday, but could be extended at Fitzgerald's request. Washington is full of rumors and speculation that senior White House officials could be indicted in the case. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where does the Fitzgerald investigation stand as of this morning?
Well, we are all waiting. As of the end of last week, reports citing sources close to the inquiry said that Fitzgerald was still in the process of deciding what to do, that he hadn't made any final determination as to whether criminal charges would be brought, nor had there been any final decision about who, if anyone, might face indictment. Karl Rove is often mentioned in that, as is Vice Presidential aide Louis Scooter Libby. Now, this all, of course, stems from the leaking of the name of the CIA operative Valerie Plame Wilson. She's the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. He'd been a critic of the White House's case for war 2 years ago. If Fitzgerald does bring charges, they could be connected to that original reason for the investigation, or they could involve something else, obstruction or conspiracy.
If any White House officials are indicted, will they be forced to step down?
That's a good question. It does seem that for political reasons, they would absolutely have to step down. To have someone indicted, accused of a crime in a case that touches on the very case for war would make it very difficult, it seems, for them to continue to work there. excuse me, I need to get a drink here.
Hello, Don. Do you need a glass of water there for a minute?
Yes.
Sounds like you ran into the booth.
We're okay.
Okay, well, let me move on to another subject. The investigation is coming to a close just as President Bush is encountering a host of political difficulties, among them the rather unenthusiastic, I think that's a generous way of putting it, response to his nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. Is the White House feeling under siege these days?
The answer to that is yes. There is difficulty for them on a number of fronts. They were caught completely off guard by the level of criticism, particularly from within the president's own party on the Harriet Myers nomination. Add to that the CIA leak investigation and all of the difficult questions that it is prompting, and it is forcing them to think about what to do should top White House personnel face indictments. So there is a tension evident in the press secretary's daily briefing with us that really does demonstrate, if it's not a siege mentality, certainly they're under a great deal of duress. Now, interestingly, the president himself tried to downplay it all last week by calling it just background noise and background chatter. But certainly that tension is evident within the White House.
Don, thanks very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.